Major Lillian Fluke retired this year after serving 20 years in the Army. During that time, she was posted twice to the Aberdeen Proving Ground. Now living in Paris, Major Fluke says the alleged misconduct in Aberdeen is disturbing, but she's impressed by the response of the Army leadership.
They seem to be taking this very, very seriously. They've immediately widened the investigation to include every woman who's been there any time lately. They have a toll-free number to call to, if in case anyone has any information on this, and it certainly doesn't seem to be a case of sweeping something under the rug or looking the other way.
Are there women at similar ranks at a place like Aberdeen so that they would, in some cases, be superior to male officers who are supervising female recruits, if you understand my point? I mean, are there...
In a school situation like that, you'll have an awful lot of very, very young soldiers. You'll have an awful lot of the 17, 18-year-olds that are just coming in because this is what they're getting at Aberdeen is called advanced individual training. So they've been through basic training, and now they're learning how to do their specialty, and in this case, fixing trucks or fixing guns or whatever it is they're fixing. So they'll be supervised by a cadre of non-commissioned officers, which will include women, and quite a few women, because the non-commissioned officers that are supervising them are Ordnance Corps non-commissioned officers. And then above them, they have junior officers, lieutenants, and captains. And again, there's a very high percentage of women in the Ordnance Corps, so there would be quite a few women lieutenants and captains. It seems in this case, though, that this particular company didn't have that. I really don't know exactly what the makeup of the rank structure was there, but it didn't read any women's names in the company where this happened.
If this was happening at Aberdeen, where there was such a large number of women being taken in, where else in the service would one look and question to see if it was happening in similar fashion, or to see if things were different? What would be
Well, that's exactly what is so disturbing about this, because if you have a situation where women are newly going into a branch or where there aren't a lot of women in a branch, then you would more expect something like this, especially for the first woman to go through. But in Aberdeen, there's been women there for 20, 30 years, and a large, large percentage of women there. That's why this really raises my eyebrows.
Yes, this is not a new issue. This is a situation, the women's presence at Aberdeen, that's been true for some time.
Oh, yes, yeah. I was a second lieutenant in Aberdeen in 1980. That was 16 years ago. And there was lots of women at Aberdeen then.
Did you get the sense that there was lots of sexual harassment, too, when you were there?
No, absolutely not. No, there's always some mild forms of sexual harassment that you encounter here and there throughout a male-dominated environment like the Army. But, no, this is very, very serious allegations, and I never experienced anything like that at Aberdeen, no.
I mean, do you think that that a young woman who's just come out of basic training and then been sent to Aberdeen, does she encounter an institution that is receptive to complaint, or do you think that she'd be under a great deal of, in addition to, in this case, death threats, but do you think she'd be under a lesser social pressure not to complain about the advances of the non-coms?
The Army really tries to have a good complaint system for sexual harassment charges. As a matter of fact, the Army's system was used as a model for the rest of the services in the recent legislation that was passed on sexual harassment in the services. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. But of course, very much depends upon the individual commander that is there. And I don't know what the command climate is at Aberdeen right now, so I really can't say if it's very, very forthcoming. But you have to remember that these girls, and I say that not to put them down, but they really are. They're just 17 and 18-year-old girls. They're far away from home. They're in a very stressful environment, and you don't want to stick out, and you don't want to make trouble. You just want to get through the school and do the best you can. So there just is inherently a lot of pressure not to complain.
Well, Major Fluke, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Okay, thank you.
Lillian Fluke retired from the Army this year with the rank of Major. She spoke to us from her home in Paris.